You're listening to EcoShock Radio for the world.
I'm Alex Smith. Get it all at our website, ecoshock.org. There's so much interest in extreme weather. You know, every newscast seems to feature a storm, and with climate disruption, there will be plenty more to see. That's good news for our next guest, George Karunas. He travels the world looking for adventure and downright dangerous weather for his television series, Angry Planet. There's a new batch of shows running right now, so George, welcome to Radio EcoShock.
Oh, thank you very much. Glad to be here.
You are all about great stories. I've seen some of them on TV. Tell us what's up in the new Angry Planet series.
Yeah, well, we're back for season four, which is just a delight to be involved in. And on this new season, we're really taking a closer look at the forces behind what's going on in the weather, mainly climate change. So it's not just going into a forest fire or checking out storms. It's sort of seeing how we're affecting the global climate and how our influence as a species is actually changing the world. So it's very exciting for me, and we get to travel all over the world, and you get to see some pretty amazing dramatic stuff as well.
What are some of the locations you'll visit?
Oh, the Brazilian Amazon, which was fantastic. We were in Adelaide, Australia for the biggest forest fire, or brush fire as they call them down there, down under, the biggest in 30 years. I revisited a volcano in Vanuatu that I descended down into back in September. I went back there with a scientist, and we measured all kinds of greenhouse gases and seeing how volcanoes are affecting the atmosphere, just all kinds of things. Cape Verde Islands, to the island of Tuvalu, which is the entire nation, is actually at threat due to rising sea levels. And it may actually become the first nation, or one of the first nations, to actually have climate change refugees. And the island itself, or the island nation, is in threat of actually physically disappearing.
You know, that's something I noticed in your Angry Planet Australia series. I was pleased to find you're not in that dwindling group of meteorologists or weather watchers who deny climate change. And I'm really thrilled that this is going to come out in your new series.
Well, you know, really, it comes down to whether you understand science or not. It is absolutely, unequivocally confirmed by so many climatologists that we know what's going on. It's not a matter of, we're so far beyond the point of, is this happening? We really, really need to be focusing on what do we do about this. I'm afraid that we're going to leave a legacy for future generations that they're not going to be able to deal with. We need to nip this in the bud as much as we can. And there are so many instances that I've seen that we're on the edge of a tipping point that I certainly am hopeful, but certainly worried that we may not be able to dig ourselves out of.
Well, let's back this up a bit. How did you, George, get started as a storm chaser?
Yeah, it's such a weird career path. Being actually says adventurer and storm chaser on my business card, which I think is just so surreal. As a kid, I was always interested in science and nature and the earth. And just, I wanted to be a marine biologist and travel the world and study it. And as I grew older, I sort of got away from that. But then I revisited it once I was sort of a bit older and got interested in photography and travel again. And basically, I chased my first storm back in 1998. I was in Oklahoma. I had teamed up with some experienced storm chasers who knew what they were doing and taught me the ropes. And I witnessed my very first tornado. And it wasn't very photogenic. It was just this dusty bowl. But it came right for us. And we had to turn around and get out of the way and across the road right where we had been parked. And that sense of being so small next to something so big, these storms that produce tornadoes could be twice the height of Mount Everest and focusing all their attention on that one spot. And the adrenaline rush that came with that, I totally became hooked, and I've been chasing tornadoes ever since, and I've been in 18 hurricanes, volcanoes all over the world, any type of extreme force of nature, I've probably witnessed it, and just loving every minute of it.
We had one previous extreme weather guest. That was Jeff Masters of the Weather Underground. He used to ride government planes literally into the eye of the hurricane. Have you tried that yet?
Yes, I have. I know. Of course, I know who Jeff Masters is. And yes, I have. I've flown with the United States Air Force Reserves from Biloxi, Mississippi, and flew in one of their CF-130 Hurricane Hunter planes into the eye of Hurricane Ike, just off the coast of Cuba as it was making its way into the Gulf of Mexico. And let me tell you, that was quite the experience. It's amazing how they can pilot these planes into a hurricane. They're so tall that you can't fly over them unless you're in the International Space Station. But penetrating through the side, it's a very turbulent ride. And once you're in the middle, of course, it's very, very calm, and you can see all the way down to the ocean. It was quite the experience. And 2 days after that, I was able to re-encounter the hurricane again, this time on the ground on the island of Galveston when it made its final landfall there. So I was able to intercept Hurricane Ike twice.
Now, according to scientists that I have interviewed on the show, including some of the top atmospheric experts in the world, there's at least 4% more water in the atmosphere than there was in 1970. And when we add in tons of pollution, that's the recipe for extreme precipitation events. I guess you've covered some extreme rainfalls.
Oh, absolutely. Of course, that incoming solar radiation from the sun is heating up the oceans, and there they cover most of the Earth, 71% of it, of course, and most of the energy is absorbed by those dark ocean surfaces, which in turn creates more evaporation, which puts more of that energy into the atmosphere. And just for an example, and you'll see this in the new series, the day that we landed in Funafuti on the island nation of Tuvalu, they had a record rainfall of 374, I believe, or 354, somewhere in that range, millimeters of rain in 24 hours. The entire island was half underwater, basically.
Wow. And if it's cold enough, it's extreme snow, like the record 8 feet plus that Boston got this past winter. Did Boston make your new Angry Planet series, I'm wondering?
It didn't, actually. We got a lot of snow here in the east. I was in Buffalo when they had their record, or just crippling, snowfall back earlier in the winter. And, of course, Boston has been hammered. And even here in Toronto, where I am, we had a very harsh winter. But I spent a fair amount of my winter traveling, filming in the South Pacific in places like Australia and Vanuatu and Fiji. So I can't say that I suffered a whole lot in terms of the winter here in North America. I wish I had a machine that I could clone myself and be in more than one place at a time. But technology's not quite there yet. I'm kind of hoping that some mad scientist is working on that right now.
Well, we'll get it from Microsoft, no doubt. You travel the world to experience volcanoes erupting. In fact, you were married beside one. How was that for a wedding party?
It wasn't actually beside. It was directly on top at the summit. There's a volcano in the South Pacific called Yasser. And back in 2006, my fiancé, Michelle, and I climbed the side of the volcano. I had my tuxedo on. She had her wedding dress. And the locals were performing the ceremony wearing grass skirts, face paint, feathers in their hair, and they blew the conch shell to announce the arrival of the bride as we hiked up the side of this exploding volcano that erupts every 5 minutes for the past 800 years. And it was just such an amazing experience. All of that uncertainty and just chaos going on with the volcano. You didn't know what was going to happen next. It was actually quite the metaphor for marriage itself and a really amazing experience.
Well, again, business should be good for you. Scientific papers predict there will be more seismic activity as water from these big glaciers at the poles create rising seas. All that extra water weight will press on every weakness in the Earth's crust. It's still early days, but there should be some rocking and rolling. Are you going to continue filming volcanoes?
Oh, yes, absolutely. They're one of my passions. I love them dearly, and each one is different, and they act differently. They behave differently, and I've been fortunate enough to visit volcanoes from New Zealand to Iceland, Indonesia, Central America, the Caribbean, even Antarctica. And they all behave differently. And it's really interesting going to a place like Hawaii and watching where the lava is pouring into the ocean, creating the newest land on Earth. The big island of Hawaii is still expanding and getting bigger and adding more real estate. It's the force that creates the land masses here on Earth, and it's just such a fascinating process to witness that. Now, of course, all of these natural forces become natural disasters when they affect human populations, and I never want to see a tornado hit a town or a hurricane make landfall in a populated area or have a volcano pyroclastic flow go into a village. But these things happen, and my being there to document them will certainly not make any difference as to whether it happens or not. But being able to show the world what is going on is what I hope to accomplish by going to these places, and volcanoes certainly is a large part of that.
Now, from your experiences, I wonder if you can offer any tips of what our listeners should do if they find themselves threatened by extreme weather. Do you have safety tips of do's and don'ts?
Oh, well, absolutely. Of course, it depends on what kind of severe weather you're encountering. Always heed the warnings that you hear from Environment Canada or the National Weather Service or the Bureau of Meteorology, depending upon what country you're in. They know what they're doing. If there's a tornado warning for your town, get to the basement. Don't run outside with your phone and try and videotape it. I can't recommend that. I've got 17 years of experience chasing these things, so I know what to look for, but you certainly may not. It's better to, you know, just get to the basement and live to see another day. When it comes to something like a hurricane, heed the evacuation warnings. These storms are so dangerous. During Hurricane Katrina, I was in Gulfport, Mississippi. The storm surge raised the ocean levels 28 feet above normal, and I was a half mile inland and had water still up to my waist, and that's what kills most people in a hurricane. It's not the wind. It's not flying debris. It's drowning from the storm surge. So if you don't really fully understand the force that you're dealing with, it's best to just run away. Mother Nature is so big and so powerful compared to us puny humans, and I've witnessed it so many times. It's sometimes best to just split, get out of there, de-ass the area, get as far away as you can.
Has there been a time or two when you went outside the frame of being a TV host and got genuinely worried you might have gone too far this time? What are the most dangerous moments for George Karunas?
Yeah, that has absolutely happened. It's interesting because I love doing these things regardless of the TV show. The TV show came about because I was already doing these things. And so my passion for experiencing nature up close has just inherently put me in a few dangerous situations. There were times when I, for example, during Hurricane Dean in Jamaica, I was almost washed away by storm surge. I got out just with seconds to spare. On that same storm chase, I got hit by a car. The next day, I was in downtown Montego Bay, Jamaica. The power was out because of the hurricane. Someone had stolen my producer's wallet and was running away with it. I chased after him and ended up getting hit by a car. I flipped up onto the hood, over the windshield, over the hood, landed on the ground behind the car, jumped up, and kept chasing after the guy. He got away, but I had so much adrenaline pumping through my veins that I didn't even stop to see if I had a broken leg. I'm very, very fortunate I didn't get injured. There was another encounter in Kenya where I was in a cave, in this bat-filled cave, and the cave is known for having exposed people to Marburg hemorrhagic fever, which is the first cousin of the Ebola virus. And I had one of these bats bite through my glove and into my thumb. I didn't know if I had a week left to live, if my internal organs were going to turn into chunky salsa. So, yeah, sometimes it's not necessarily the things you expect to be dangerous that become dangerous. And that's sort of part of the curveball that gets thrown at you when you do these sort of extreme expeditions and things like that.
Yes. Now, who broadcasts the TV show Angry Planet?
It's on Pivot Television in the U.S.
And is there a way to see past episodes if we happen to miss them?
I'm not sure if Pivot is going to have them on their website right now. I do know that you can get a sneak peek right now if you go on to to Pivot's website and just take a look. Go to pivot.tv and just look for Angry Planet, and they've got the first episode online right now for a sneak preview, and you can see that anywhere in the world.
I'll check it out. Are you part of a community of extreme weather watchers around the world?
Oh, absolutely. I'm a trained Skywarn spotter in the U.S., a Canwarn spotter in Canada, and I keep track and tabs on the weather all around the world. I've got friends who are storm chasers, weather watchers, meteorologists all over the world in so many different countries. Each morning when I wake up, I log onto my computer, and instead of checking the news, I go and I check and see what's going on. So I know exactly where there's a threat for tornadoes, where has there been the most recent earthquakes, what's going on in the tropics, are there any hurricanes brewing anywhere in the world, things like that.
And what are some of those places on the Internet you would recommend to get the intelligence on upcoming weather hotspots?
Oh, well, if you want to know what's going on in the U.S. in terms of severe weather, go to the Storm Prediction Center's website. They're the government agency that deals with all of the tornado watches and things like that. In Canada, the Environment Canada website has a really good warning system on there, so you can really see what's going on. In terms of the tropics, globally, one of my favorite sites is a site called tropicalstormrisk.com. And there you can see any hurricane, cyclone, or typhoon that's threatening anywhere on Earth. It's a really great resource.
Can you tell us where you will be heading next, or is that secret until the next series comes out?
Well, I just got back from filming two new episodes that are going to air later in the year. I can't really say where they are, but one of them was very, very cold, and the other one was very, very hot. And coming up in 3 weeks, I actually depart on my annual tornado chase. I work with a tornado chasing tour company, Cloud9 Tours, and we take people from all over the world to go and chase tornadoes. I've been doing that for about 12 years now. We get people from Australia and England, all across the U.S. They come to Oklahoma City. We pick them up at the airport and live like nomads for 2 weeks at a time, just doing our weather forecast in the morning, going into position, and then hopefully a tornado will form or a large supercell thunderstorm, and we track it till late at night, find a place to stay, and then do it all over again. It's really a fun experience, and I get to see some little pockets of the United States that most people will never get to see.
We've been speaking with Canadian-born adventurer, world traveler, storm chaser, and broadcaster George Karunas. Find him at angryplanet.tv. I'll put some links in my show blog at ecoshock.info. George's newest Angry Planet series is live now on Pivot TV. George, thank you so much for joining us on Radio EcoShock.
Oh, thank you very much.
I'm Alex Smith reporting.
Check out the Radio EcoShock website. We're at ecoshock.org.